弟兄姐妹及来宾平安。我们知道在两个礼拜就是我们的救主耶稣降生节。
We know that in 2 weeks it would be the day we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们要来从圣经的记载来看耶稣基督降生对每一个人的意义。
And so today we want to look at the scripture and so that we may understand the significance of the birth of Christ to each and every one of us.
我们都知道最近就是那个 Connecticut 发生这个小学生被杀的事情。
We know that recently there are young kids being killed at a school in Connecticut.
所以那个事情的发生让我想从另外一个角度来讲到耶稣基督的降生对我们的意义。
And because of that incident, allow me to have a new perspective I want to present to you about the significance of the birth of Jesus.
事实上自古以来国与国人与人之间就不断有战争有杀害有冲突。
The fact is, if you look throughout human history, men had always been at odds and conflicts with each other and warfare had always been a part of human history.
事实上人之间本来就是有爱的。
But, love also is something that is exhibited among men.
因为圣经告诉我们人是神造的按照神的形象造因为神是爱所以他造的人有神的爱应该要本应该要神的爱在里面。
Because God is love and men are created by God and so because we are God's creation there is love that had been part of the creation.
但是为什么看到这些战争人的恨总是不但不减少而且还一直增加。
But why is it that we observe that there are more and more hate between men and there are more and more warfare?
就是有些人他恋爱的然后经过爱情的长跑公主跟白雪公主跟白马王子结婚了但是是不是能够保证他们从此就彼此相爱幸福快乐一生呢？
There are people who fall in love with one another, and Snow White finally finds Prince Charming, and they get married, and does that mean they live happily ever after?
当然我知道不是的。
We know that is not the case.
人常常在战争与和平、失望与希望中间徘徊。
Fact is, men always move between war and peace, and also rest and despair and hope.
为什么？因为我们很想用战争的手段去维持得到平安。
Because man wants to use the means of warfare in order to achieve peace.
用战争想要去得到和平。
With warfare, with conflicts, we want to achieve peace.
有时候我们用爱要去得到爱，恨要得到爱。
And sometimes we hate because we wanted to be able to achieve love.
你看圣经里面雅各不是娶两个太太吗？拉结跟利亚的故事。
In the Bible, we know the story of Jacob. He has two wives, the story of him and Rachel and Leah.
他们彼此都恨自己的姐妹，但是又为了得到丈夫的爱。
They hate the sisters hated each other because they were longing for the affection of their husband.
所以我们要想一个问题，为什么爱跟平安就是这么难？得早也这么难维持。
And so we need to spend some time and think about why is it so difficult to obtain love and peace and why is it so difficult to maintain them.
所以我们今天要从我们的经文来看一看在2012年以前一个夜晚在以色列发生一个事情伯利恒发生一个事情这件事情要影响人类最深远的事情。
And so today we want to take a look at a story that occurred 2012 years ago, and it's a story that took place in Jerusalem. And that is a story that affected human history ever since.
也正是上帝来人间要解决我们战争与和平、爱与恨这些解不开解的一个关键。
Because that is a key to resolving, that is a key that God gave to resolve the perpetual conflict between war and peace, love and hate.
请我们能够一同打开圣经路加福音我们要看第二章。
Let us turn our Bible to Luke chapter 2.
让我从第一节 来念到第二十节。我念完，我中文念的时候，念完之后，我们请 James 你用英文来念一次好吗？
I'll read this passage verses 1 through 20 first in Mandarin Chinese and then we'll read it also in English.
如果旁边有些人找不到圣经，请你帮忙他一下。
Please help your neighbor if they are having a hard time locating this passage.
当那些日子，该杀雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居尼流做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹大去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒的野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事情，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就行见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里，既然看见，就把天使论作孩子的话传开了。凡听见的人就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话，玛利亚却把这一切事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to him to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, a time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy and will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried up and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning him that had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
神要行一个神迹，使生活在地上的人，国与国之间有平安，人与人之间有平安，而且还能够彼此的相爱。
God wanted to perform a miracle so that this miracle may cause nations and nations to be at peace with one another, and that men and men will have peace, and also they would also have love between them.
这种爱是从神来的，是无私的，是舍己的。
This would be a love that is from God. It is a love that is not selfish. It's selfless, and also it is not self-seeking.
我们现在把我们来 看一下第十节啊，天使说不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
The angel said to them, said to the shepherds, do not be afraid, because I bring you good news of great joy, and it will be for all the people.
有些英文的版本把它换成说是有史以来从来没有过的这样的伟大的信息。
There are some Bible translation that translates this news to be the news that had never been told, and that it is the news that has never greater.
我们有时候常常说，我告诉你好消息啊，哎呀，你看那个哪里在 on sale， 哪里在做什么，有什么好东西可以买啦，等等。
Sometimes we share the news with our friends and we tell them where they can find the best deals and the best sales.
我们的信息，好信息，常常就注重在那些东西的上面。
So what we consider as good news oftentimes are news that pertains to things.
但是范围也很小，就是关于我们这几个人而已。
And when we spread the news, typically we spread it in a small circle, basically among the few people that we know.
但是你看，今天神要给这个信息，是要给全世界每一个人。
But you see, today, this news that God wants to give is a news that is for all the people.
这个信息好消息不是中心，不是东西，乃是一个你看救主主基督集中在一个人身上。
This news is not a news that pertains to things, but rather it pertains to the Savior, Lord, which means that it is about a person.
但是这个人不是，他不是只是普通的伟人而已哦。
And this person is not just your run-of-the-mill, a great person.
圣经讲说主，就是犹太人他们对上帝的一个尊称，不敢不肯称呼神的名，称他为主。所以说这个耶稣基督他是神降生来做人。
The word translated as Lord to the Jews is a title of reverence that they used for God because they do not want to speak of God directly. So to say that he is Christ the Lord is to say that he is God.
救主就是他来要把我们人从罪恶里面拯救出来。
He is called Savior because he came to save men from their sins.
基督就是神所预言的那位救主是从大卫的后裔家族而生的。
Christ is that Savior. It is the Messiah that had been foretold and prophesied about that Messiah that will come out of the line of David.
要符合这三个条件才是真正神要差来的救主。
The true Savior that is sent by God needs to fulfill all these three requirements.
我们刚看到第二章，该杀亚古士都就是罗马的皇帝Caesar Augustus， 他叫人家都去报户口。
We see from the beginning of the chapter that Caesar Augustus, who is the emperor of the Roman Empire at the time, he had decreed to take a census.
罗马帝国有史以来只有两次的户口普查。
In the history of the Roman Empire, they had only two census taken.
你看，神就掌管这个皇帝的心，让他做户口补查，他要每一个他统治的那些人民回到他祖先的寄居地去报户口。
You see that God, in control of the heart of the Roman Emperor,had caused the census to be taken so that all Jews must return to their homeland from where they are currently living in order to register for the census.
因为玛利亚跟约瑟都是基督的后代是大卫的后代，那他们正好，你看那时候玛利亚正好身孕重了，走到伯利恒就在耶稣基督就在那边降生。那耶稣基督要降生伯利恒是在耶稣降生之前600年在弥迦书预言写下来的。
So when Joseph and Mary, because they're both descendants of David, so when they go and report to register for their census, they had to travel back to Bethlehem. And the fact that because Mary was already near the end of her pregnancy, she gave birth to her son in Bethlehem. And this is actually had been the fact that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem was already prophesied 600 years prior by the prophet Micah.
第5章第2节，你看，圣经所写的都是神的话，神的话都要应验的。
Verse 5 says he went. Verse 5 says that.
不说圣经是神的话，都会应验的。
No, the Bible is the word of God, and all the promises and prophecies of God will come to pass.
如果没有这个查户口，他们也不会走到伯利恒。所以耶稣基督降生在伯利恒。就不应验了，对不对？
If a census was not taken during the time of the birth of Jesus, then they would not have traveled to Bethlehem, and Jesus would not have been born in Bethlehem. Isn't that the case?
那如果上帝要给我们的最好的信息，当然是在耶稣基督身上，但是他把它用一句话把它总结起来。
Of course, the greatest gift and blessing that God would have for all men would be in Jesus Christ, and this is how it was summarized.
因为耶稣基督就要来实践神给世人最大祝福的这句话。
Because through Jesus Christ, the promise of God's blessing will be revealed.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
在至高之处荣耀归于神是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to give glory to God in the highest?
它有好几个意思。
There could be several meanings.
就是说神是荣耀的，所以我们要把荣耀归给在至高之处的神。
Because God is glorious, and therefore we must give glory to God who is in the highest.
在另外一面讲到说，在地上啊，人做的事情都是不荣耀的。
On the other hand, it identifies that the works of men and the lives of men here on earth is not glorious.
因为本来人是按着神的形象造的，是荣耀的。
Because originally, at the creation, men were created in the image of God. So that was a glorious image.
但是罪进来了以后，让人堕落了。
But after sin entered into this world, men fell.
从亚当夏娃开始做羞耻的事情以后，他的后我们这些后亚当夏娃后代的子孙就不断的很多的杀害、凶杀、偷盗、抢劫等等各式各样的伤害。
Because Adam and Eve sinned, and they started to fall short of God's perfection. Then all of the mankind are because we are descendants of Adam and Eve, we also have sinful nature. And that is why you see murder and you see strife and you see all types of sin that occurs in this world today.
就有各种各样的政治上、经济上、社会上的不公平、压迫。
You see injustice and you see oppression among nations by the government and in the society.
为什么美国的独立宪法里面讲说我们有追求自由、安全、财产、言论还有幸福的权利呢？
Why does the Declaration of Independence of the United States say that we have the right to pursue life, property and happiness?
因为有些人他不受到罪的影响，不给人这种权利。
Because the effect of sin in human hearts, these rights were not given to men.
所以说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，意思是说，只有神是荣耀的。
To give glory to God in the highest is a declaration to say that only God can be glorified.
他本身不但荣耀，他所做的每一件事情都是荣耀的。
And not only is God a glorious God, everything that He does is glorious.
神的荣耀彰显在他的创造跟救赎。
God's glory is revealed in creation as well as in His salvation.
你看，神创造这么的和谐的宇宙，还有最把我们人造的这么的精密，他每一样创造都是荣耀的。
The universe was created in harmony.And you look at the creation of man, it is so amazing. And so in his creation, he is glorified.
当人堕落了以后，他用耶稣基督来救赎我们，让我们重新得回上帝要造人的时候那个人的光景。
But after the fall of man, God provided us Jesus Christ, so that men from our sinful condition may be saved and restored.
事实上，世界上所有人能够做来彰显神的事情，就是要从上帝的创造跟救赎这两个观点来看，那才是真正神所看重的荣耀。
God's glory must be understood from the perspective of the creation and the perspective of salvation. And this is what God sees as importance when it is regarding His glory.
你看看现在全世界最荣耀的奖就是诺贝尔奖，对不对？
Today, in terms of awards that one can receive,I think the most important one would be the Nobel Prize, right?
他们都是跟神的创造跟救赎有一些关联。
And all the awards that they give has something to do with creation or creation.
Redemption.
And redemption.
你看看，当那些科学家发现神造了宇宙的定律或者人体的这些奇妙的时候，物理学家、医学家，诶，他们发现了上帝创造这些这奇妙的时候，他们就得奖了，对不对？
When a scientist or a doctor research or discovered something new, when they find out a disease that can be healed, or they find out something about science that is the creation of God, when they discover that, they receive the Nobel Prize.
他们不是发明什么，他们是发现神造这个万物的规律。
They are not inventing anything new. All that they do is that they discover the perfection in God's creation.
还有你看，那些文学奖都是颁给那些对人的终极关怀、人的价值、人的目的、生成的目的意义，那些深刻的探讨的那些作品才被肯定。
And the literary awards that are given always honor those works that highlights and identifies the utmost display of the best nature and character of human beings.
所以神的荣耀就表现他的创造，还把我们这些原来在罪里面不配的人把他改造过来，让他得到神的生命，还能够荣耀神。
And so the glory of God is revealed not only in His own creation but also in the redemption of men who are so lowly and ridden with sin, but God can change us and she can bring us up, and that is His purpose.
其实圣经上讲到荣耀的时候有三种。
When the Bible talks about glory, there are three types of glory.
一个是从神来的荣耀。
One is glory received from God.
那才是真正的荣耀。
That is the true glory.
第二个是从人来的荣耀。
Now, second is glory received from men.
第三个是从鬼来的，从魔鬼来的荣耀。
The third is a type of glory that you receive from Satan.
我们知道从人来的荣耀很多种啊，有一些人他追求名利地位以后，哎，他就觉得他自己被很多人在底下人吹捧等等，他觉得很荣耀。
Well, the glory that we receive from men is easily understood. Some people, they receive glory from the people that work for them. And so, those who work for them, they would honor them, respect them, or they will prop them up, and they feel that they are glorious because of this reaction from others.
如果我是个慈善家，做了很多好事，但是我做的好事都没有办法把人带到耶稣那里，让他得着永生。我们只是得着人的荣耀，并没有永恒的价值。
I may be a philanthropist, and I may do all these things to benefit humankind, but if I do not bring the salvation of God.To other men, then everything that I do will not bring glory to God.
所以真正有永恒价值的就是表现出上帝的荣耀还有神的救赎。
And so the true glory must honor and display God's salvation.
昨天我们在小组里面讨论啊，那个 Felix 就讲的做了一个小见证，就是因为他昨天在讲这样见证，触发我回家好好去想上帝的荣耀，所以我会跟他分享一下，所以要谢谢他。
Yesterday, our small group sharing, Felix shared something, and so from his sharing, I actually came back and rethought about the glory of God, and so I went back and prepared this, and I want to thank him for reminding me of this.
他说我为什么最喜欢来团契呢?
He says, why is it that I like to come to fellowship?
他说你知道吗? 我们人做工赚钱做了很多很多很多，但是最后的，他说最后最宝贵的哈。 就是我的儿女，这是上帝给我的产业，给我的荣耀。
He says, while as a man I work hard and I make money and supply my family, but that is not what brings me joy and satisfaction. What is most important for me are my kids, and that I can bring my kids to church so that they may come to know God.
他就举例子说，有两个人在谈话，有一个人说，你为什么做努力的做工啊，为了要赚更多的钱啊，可以活得更好，可以有这个这那个，然后又更多的精力时间去赚钱啊，资源去赚钱，然后这样一直赚到最后是什么？然后最后他就找不出有一个什么样的特别的价值跟意义出来。
He shared about a conversation with someone else where you asked them the question, why do you work so hard? So work so hard so that we can make a lot of money. Why do you make a lot of money? So that you can enjoy your life, but once you make more money, you want to work even harder to make more money. And the person seems to just be spinning round and round and never having an outlet for that kind of a life of a cycle.
所以他说，你看，儿女如果把他带到主里面去，这才是真正的产业，才是像以弗所说的，在众圣徒中同得光明的基业。 那另外一方面，他是讲说，团契的人，我们要彼此相爱，彼此勉励，来走天路。将来这些在天上，我们地上的团契也可以成为天上永恒的团契，大家都在那里，那才是真正有价值的。
And so the most important inheritance is not the material things or money that this world has to offer, but the greatest inheritance is be able to know the Lord and to be able to live among brothers and sisters, and that the fellowship that we have here on earth would one day be the same fellowship, because this fellowship between brothers and sisters is the same fellowship we will have when we're in heaven.
所以我们做什么事情，想什么事情，从神的荣耀跟救赎去想去做，那才是真正神所喜悦是有价值的。So
whatever we do and whatever we think of, we must approach it from the perspective of God's salvation as well as His creation, and those would be the things that would have value.
所以上帝要做的最荣耀的一件事情，就是让基督降世来到地上，然后他来到地上以后，让神的平安归于他所喜悦的人。And
so the most important thing that God has to do is to send Jesus Christ here on earth so that men can become people who please Him.
在地上平安归给神所喜悦的人。Because
on earth, peace will be given to those who God's favor rests.
有些人对圣经的平安有一个不完全的认识。Some
people have a misunderstanding of the concept of biblical peace.
这个平安不是说我无灾无病，我什么都有了，无灾无病啊，我过得很好，我很平安。Peace
does not, biblical peace does not refer to one who is not affected by disease or worries.
如果说我们没有 耶稣基督的救恩，也没有信耶稣。我们有一天走完人生道路的时候，我们就不晓得下一步要去哪里。Because
that is not merely enough. Because as men, we live our life. If one day we're at the end of our lives and we have no hope for the future or where we are going, then that is a miserable life.
那时候心里会非常的恐惧，因为下一步就不晓得去哪里了。
Because fear would be in our hearts, because we do not know where the next step would be.
有很多无神论的，尤其是那些化国的，像赫胥黎等等。但是当他们死的时候，有人在他们旁边服侍他们人，做的见证是这样的。A
lot of people, when they at their deathbed, people share what they observed at the deathbed.
他们不断的喊，不断的叫，不断的喊，不断的叫，因为他非常非常的恐惧。他在活着的时候，他是非常勇敢的，他是很勇敢的侮辱神，抵挡任何基督，嘲笑任何基督徒。但是他死的那一刻的时候，他是非常在 痛苦、喊叫、恐惧中过世的。
You see, people, they are screaming and wailing and in despair because while they live, they may have a lot of hope and a lot of ability to control their destiny, but at the end of their life, because of the unknown, then they become fearful. And that is why when they die in despair and fear.
平安在圣经来讲有更深层的意义，就是一个完全和谐。
The biblical definition of peace has an added aspect that it is harmony.
身心灵的完全和谐。
That there is a perfect harmony between the body, the spirit, and the soul.
有些人肉体上有很多东西啊，但是他心灵非常的空虚。
A lot of people, they may have a lot from the physical body standpoint, but when it speaks to the heart and the soul, they are lacking.
昨天我们小组讨论里面就讲说，哎呀，现在很多人哦，为什么这个时代 depression 的人特别多？
Yesterday in our small group, we also talked about the observation that there seems to be a prevalence of depression among people in the society today.
他因为心灵没有和谐。
Because there is no harmony between the body, spirit, and the soul.
因为有些人可能身体上哪一个化学物质缺乏了，有些人不是这样，他是哪一个心，他心灵是很多的挫折等等没有得到医治。
Some people may be because it is due to a chemical imbalance, but many other people are that way because they feel a lacking or emptiness.Within their hearts.
有些人人家看起来他什么都没有不是没有说他身体上有什么毛病，精神上也没有毛病，他一切都很好，但是他就却是非常的空虚沮丧。
There are people who have no problem physically and they actually have no problem emotionally either, but yet somehow inside their hearts they still feelAnd sense of emptiness.
因为他没有跟神有和谐的关系。
Because they do not have a harmonious relationship with God.
我几年前听到一个医生他自己亲自的见证。
Some years ago, I heard a testimony from the mouth of a doctor.
他叫做许志伟医生。
It's Dr. Xu.
他从香港，他从小是基督徒，但是来美国以后，他读医的时候，他就把信仰放在一边。
This Dr. Xu came from Hong Kong and he left his homeland to come here to America to study.
他二十几岁的时候就得到医学博士跟 MD, 等于得到 MD PhD.
In his 20s, he received a dual degree, his MD PhD.
那后来自己开诊所就有几十人，后来再做到一个犹太人医院的副院长，管好几百个医生。
And then he started his own clinic and have 10 physicians in his clinic. And later on, he even became an administrator of a large Jewish hospital.
他在39岁的时候就非常的成功。
He had been extremely successful when he turned 39.
所以呢，犹太人的医生都很恨他。他说你是像成吉思汗、黄祸啊，这黄种人来的。你看我们都被你压下来了。
And the Jewish doctors hated him because they consider him as the descendant of Genghis Khan and an Asian who came to oppress them.
他住的房子啊，有6000多尺，里面有室内温水游泳池，外面有网球场。
He lives in a house that is 6,000 square feet, and he has an indoor pool, and he has a full basketball court in his backyard.
他的车库里面停着4辆罗斯莱斯的车子。
And he has four Rolls Royce parked in his garage.
他说他每天上班就是他最痛苦的日子。
However, he said that the time he hates the most every single day is when he had to leave to go to work.
当他的管家帮他开车的时候，他坐在车子里面久，他说：“哎呀，我这一天又是一个沮丧无聊的一天，因为我人生不晓得要追求什么，我已经所有的要的都得到了。”
When his chauffeur pulls up his car and is on his way to work, and he said to himself, here's another meaningless and empty day because I have no purpose in life.
39 岁。
That's when he was 39.
他的办公室里面抽屉打开放了一把枪。
He has a gun that he kept in the drawers at the desk in his office.
那个枪不是未来说怕人家来抢钱打。他说 很想每一天到办公室的时候把那个枪拿起来，把自己结束自己的一生。
He said that he kept the gun not to protect himself from robbers, but rather that gun is kept there because he seriously considered one day picking the gun up and just end his life.
有一天他发现他自己得了肝癌。
One day he found out that he had liver cancer.
所以他就非常的恐惧。
And he was in fear.
所以那个有一个常常关心他的香港的牧师啊，就告诉他。
And so there was a pastor from Hong Kong who would always keep in touch and care after him.
你现在要做的事情只有一件事情。
He told him, there is only one thing for you to do now.
你要跟上帝恢复关系，保持跟上帝的平安，还要跟你儿女对不起恢复跟他们的关系，告诉他说，你以前只顾赚钱享受，你都没有把他们带到耶稣基督里面，这是你对他们最大的不起。
He says, you need to go and apologize to God so that you may restore your relationship to Him. Then you have to go apologize to your family, your children, because all these years you were so focused in making money and you've neglected bringing your children to God and sharing the gospel salvation with them.
所以他那天就认罪悔改，也带着全家人信耶稣了。
So that day he repented.And he asked for God's forgiveness and he led his family to Christ.
平安就是跟神恢复关系。
Peace means the restoration of our relationship with God.
当我们人跟神恢复关系的时候，神的荣耀重新在我们里面，神的救赎的大能在我们里面，就要让我们可以活出生活是荣耀神，也可以救赎别人。
When the life,
救赎的管道，对不起，救赎还是神要来救。
When the lifeOf God enters into our hearts through Jesus Christ, then we have the ability to not only have our lives be saved, but then we can also lead others to Christ so that they may also be saved.
平安不但是跟，所以说人跟神没有好关系的时候，跟人就不会有好的关系。
If a person does not have a good relationship with God, then of course that same person will not have a good relationship with men around him.
所以平安是跟神好关系，然后跟人、跟自己、跟身外的这些环境、跟动物等等，都有一个和谐的关系。
And so peace speaks of a harmonious and a restored relationship between men and God, as well as the relationship that man has with fellow men, and also the environment that he's in, including the environment and even the animals around him.
我们以前人跟没有信耶稣的时候，人跟物的关系是不正常的。
Before we are Christians, our relationship with the things of this world is abnormal.
我们物在上面，我们人在中间，神在底下，因为那是最不重要的。
Material things is most important to us, followed by other men.And then finally, God is the least important thing in our lives.
我们就会把钱放在上面，我在中间，因为我做什么事情都是用钱来衡量人。
Money would be my priority in life, and it would be on the top, because even as I measure other people, I would measure them according to how much money they have.
所以有人讲说，钱是最好的仆人，也是最坏的主人。
And so, there's a saying that money is, could be the best servant, but it would be the worst master.
如果我们把他的关系放正确的，他在我们底下是神给我们的资源，我们要为神的荣耀做的时候，他是最好的仆人。
And so if we assess money in the proper order that God wants us to have, and so money is below us, so that it is our servant, and we use it wisely, then yes, it could be a very good servant.
如果让他来变成我们人生的主的话，他是变成最坏的主人。
But if we treat money as our master of our lives, then he will become the worst master.
因为他就变成让我们什么都是追求金钱名利，其实这样的毁坏了我们跟人之间的平安和谐的关系。
If we chase after money and fame, and that becomes the goal of our lives, then it will destroy the relationship we have with other human beings.
所以在地上平安归他所喜悦的人是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to have to...Say that peace on earth to men.
就是说我们把神跟耶稣基督摆在我们生命中的当有的位置，正确的位置的时候，我们就能够享受神给我们的平安、喜乐还有恩典。
That That is to say that if God is in the proper priority in our lives, then as a result, we will be able to receive and enjoy the peace and the harmony that between us and God, as well as us and other people.
这个神迹的本身就是神差他儿子降世成为人，成为我们跟神中间的桥梁，叫我们经过耶稣基督得着真正的平安，以从神来的爱。
So this miracle that God performed, it is a miracle that causes us to cause Jesus as God to come down on earth to become man, and that so that he may become the bridge between God and man, and so that through Jesus we may be saved.
所以我们要成为神所喜悦，拥有神的爱跟平安的人，要首先要成为一个有平安的人，才会跟人有和平。
So if we want to have peace, and we want to have peace with others, the first thing that we have to do is that we first need to become a peacemaker.
如果我们要去生产牛奶，我们要自己成为那个 milk maker 啊，乳牛才会把牛奶生产出来，对不对？
If you want to produce milk, you first have to become a milk maker yourself.
我们要成为一个有爱的人，有爱的生命的人，才能够去爱人，对不对？
So if you want to love others, you first have to become a person who has love.
才能够去爱那个不可爱、不懂得爱或不值得爱、不配得到爱的人。
Because if you have love in you, then you are capable of loving those who are unlovable or are not lovely.
所以今天我们人要得到神给我们的平安，只有一个途径。
So today as men, if we want to have this peace from God,
我们要有神爱，也只有一个途径。
There is only one way, and if we want to have the love from God, there is also only one way.
就是接受耶稣做我们的救主。
That is to have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
这也是为什么我们庆祝圣诞节最大的理由。
This is also the reason and the most significant reason why we celebrate Christmas.
因为平安是有源头的。
Peace has a source.
平安不是个感觉。
Peace is not a mere feeling.
平安也不是因为环境很好，我们才有平安。
Peace is not only something we experience when everything is going well.
平安不是个概念。
Peace is not just a concept.
它要从神来。
It has to come from God.
平安是个礼物。
Peace is a gift.
耶稣说，我把我的平安给你们。
Jesus says, peace I give to you.
我所赐的平安跟世人所说的平安不一样。
The peace I give is not as the world gives.
我给你的平安没有世人能够夺去。
And the peace I give you cannot be taken away from anyone in this world.
耶稣说他把平安给我们，就表示平安，神的平安是个礼物。
When Jesus said that peace he gives to us, that means peace is a gift from God.
刚刚不是讲说在地上平安归给神所喜悦的人吗？
Didn't we read in the scripture earlier that on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests?
神所喜悦，上帝喜悦每一个人吗？ 上帝真的喜悦每一个人吗？
Does God favor every single person?
神爱每一个人。
God loves every single person.
但是不是每一个人都让他心里欢心。
But not every man pleases God.
我想做父母的人都会了解这样的心情。
I think every parent will understand this kind of feeling.
如果你有五个儿女，不管他们是怎么样的啊。 的个性成就，你都爱他们。
If you have five children, and no matter what personalities they have, you love them all.
但不是每一个儿女都让你心里很喜悦，很觉得说，哎呀，很得到安慰，快乐。But
not every single child would be in your favor.
有些孩子就是你一方面，就是。 非常的让你伤痛，但是又不得不爱他。
There will be children who, yes, you love them, but they always bring you grief.
有些孩子让父母讲说，早知道我就不要跟你妈妈结婚，不要把你生出来就好了。
There is some child that would cause you to say, If I had known I would have you, I would not even marry your mother, so we won't have you as a child. I've heard this from a brother before many times. Because his son broke his heart. So he tells me, he says, Pastor, you're blessed.
你说有福，他说我们是有福气，但是你是有福。
He says, we may have some blessings, but you are the blessed one.
他说我们是有儿女有福有有气，但是你没有小孩子，说你有福没有气啊。
Can't translate that, that's Chinese wordplay.
Okay, 神所喜悦的人就是接受耶稣。 做他救主，愿意啊，接受耶稣做他救主的人。
And so those who have the blessing, the peace from God, are those who receive the salvation that God has through Christ.
所以平安是有源头，它是一个关系，跟耶稣建立关系，它不是努力得来的。
So Jesus Christ is the source of all peace, and so peace is not something that we can obtain by hard work.
平安是神给我们的礼物，我们要接受，让我们耶稣的生命进来，它是生命，是心，不是环境。The
peace that we have from God enters into our heart, and so it resides in our heart, and it is not affected by the circumstances.
平安是我们对神的信靠，不是感觉。So
peace is derived from the trust that we have, rather than a feeling that we have.
不是自我信靠。
It is not the trust we have in ourselves.
有了耶稣才有真正的平安。
We can only have true peace if we have Jesus.
所以今天每一个人都可以得到神要所赐给我们的平安。
Everyone can receive this peace from God.
因为神就是爱，他希望我们在地上能够把他的荣耀、救恩活出来。
Because God is love, and His desire for us is that we may be able to live out the salvation in our lives.
那我们要怎么做呢？
How should we, what should we do to receive this?
这是我中国的一个家庭教会他们常常唱的一首诗歌。And
this is a song that is often sung in Chinese churches.
我跟大家分享一下。I'll
share the lyrics with you.
昨天我们在讨论的时候，有位弟兄就讲说，哎呀，如果你是不该死的人，在那个枪 凶手在杀的时候，你再怎么样也不会被杀死。Someone
mentioned that when a gunman is walking around and trying to kill people, if you belong to God, you will never be hit by the bullet.
如果你是该死的人，今天说不定一出门就被汽车撞死。If
you do not, actually, if you are not a person who should die, then the bullets won't hit you. But if you're a person who should die, then you can walk out on the street today, and a car will come and kill you.
所以我们一生神都替我们定规好了。So
in fact, our lives had already been planned out by God.
所以不要去忧虑说什么时候我会发生什么事，什么时候会死。So
we don't need to worry about what would happen to me when I would die.
那有另外一个弟兄就讲说，这样的话，那既然什么都是神定规，那我应该怎么活？
And someone else responded by saying, well, if everything had been pre-planned by God, then how should I live my life?
这些都是从圣经上来的，他们经文以后把它改造成诗歌。And
this is a hymn, and the lyrics had been put together from the scripture, paraphrased.
头发都已经被神数过，我们每一个人的头发。The
number of hairs had been counted by God.
我们自己都不晓得我们有几根头发，对不对？
We don't even know how many hairs we have.
重担主都已经替我们担。The
heavy burden had been borne by our Lord.
以前的重担，现在的重担，将来可能会发生的重担，我不晓得将来我会碰到什么事啊。但是主都已经替我担。Burdens
that we had, burdens that we're carrying now, or even burdens that we don't even know that we will be carrying that will come in the future, our Lord Jesus had borne them for us.
莫为将来愁盘算。No
need to worry about tomorrow.
唯靠主有真平安。Because
true peace comes from our dependence on God.
头发都被上帝数过，就表示我们 跟神有一个密切的关系。
To say that our number of our hairs have been counted by God means that we have a very close relationship with God.
人是神造的，但人犯罪离开神，神来找我们。
God created men, but because men sinned, so we cannot be with God, yet God came to seek us out.
重担足以替我们担，在两千多年前，主耶稣在十字架上为我们担负了一切的重担。
The heavy burden that we carried had already been borne on the cross by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所有的犯罪，我们的软弱、过患等，耶稣还有死的刑罚，耶稣都替我们承担了。
Our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sins, everything that about us had been taken care of by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里提到说，我们今天得着平安，是耶稣付的代价，不是廉价的，是重价的恩典。
The grace that we receive today is not a cheap grace, but rather it is a priceless grace. But a great price had been paid by Jesus Christ.
既然我们头发已被神数过，就表示说我们跟神建立关系的时候，他知道我们头发有多少。
To say that our hairs have been numbered by God is to say that when we are saved by Him, His care goes to such an extent that even the number of our hairs would be known by Him.
但是我们要把关系摆正确啊！耶稣不是要先求他的国、他的义吗？所以说，莫为将来筹盘算，是如果我们常常这样将来筹盘算，我们说不是不要计划，但是常常筹盘算就是把自己放在前面啊。所以关系要摆正确，先求神的国、神的义，然后一切所需要的、一切所遭遇的情况，主都知道。
We must put the proper priority in order. If we put God first, the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, then all these things will be added to you. So we must have the proper order. Seek God first, and then all these things will be given to us.
重担主已经替我们担是平安的代价。
And the burden had already been borne by Jesus Christ, and that is the price of peace that he paid for us.
唯靠主有真平安，是神给我们平安的确据，我们就要确实的去依靠他。
We would only have true peace if we depend on our Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the assurance of peace.
当二十几年前，一九八六年的圣诞节的前夕，我自己接受耶稣之后
，some 20 years ago, the Christmas of 1986, that's when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
我真正的第一次了解到为什么耶稣差遣啊神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来世界上寻找拯救像我这样的人。
That is when I first truly realized the mystery of why God would send Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sin to save someone like me.
让我借着耶稣基督能够回到天父的身边。
So that through Jesus Christ I may return to the side of the Heavenly Father.
所以那个圣诞节也变成我自己重生得救的一个纪念日。
And so Christmas becomes a anniversary, a personal anniversary of my salvation.
所以我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，就好像神也对我们每在座的每一个人说。
So at Christmas time, it is as if God is speaking to each and every one of us.
上帝说：“我爱你。”
God says, "I love you."
我知道你所有的生命里面的光景。
I know all about your life.
我要借着耶稣基督啊，给你真正的平安。
Through Jesus Christ, I will give you true peace.
你能不能像我以前所说的说，主啊，谢谢你，我现在才了解为什么你差遣你的儿子耶稣来寻找我，这莫非就是真正的爱？
Can you say and respond to God as I did before that?Now I understand the true meaning of why Jesus Christ had to come to this world to save me, and this is all because of His love for me.
有时候我们信了主以后，还会很多的人生的重担、挫折，或是被人重伤、误会，或是去辜负别人等等。
In our lives, we have many hurts. Some we cause to others, some others cause to us.
那时候我们就要回到我们。生命救赎的起点到主的面前来。
At those moments, we need to go back to the source of our salvation. That is, go back to in the presence of God.
神会对我们说：“孩子，放下你生命中一切的重担吧，包括那些是什么样的人跟事，因为两千多年前啊，
That is when God will say to you, child, you don't have to worry. You can lay down all of your burdens because everything that you experienced today, all the pain and suffering, all the burdens you have, I've already carried it for you. And on 2,000 years ago, on the cross, I bore it all for you.
今天的经文里面, 我们读的说, 如何得到上帝的身平安, 得到神的祝福, 有很多的提醒。
Today, the scripture that we read talks about a lot of how to receive the true peace from God.
第一个,第九节, 神借着天使报给牧羊人说, 你们是大喜的信息, 但是你们不要惧怕。
In verse 9, the angel of the Lord appeared to them to say that this is a story, a news of great joy, but do not be afraid.
有些人对信靠耶稣有一个惧怕的心。
Some people have a fear of accepting Jesus Christ.
尤其从台湾来的,
especially those from Taiwan.
我一信耶稣, 他们就说不能拜祖宗, 我那些弟兄姐妹都要恼怒我, 我怎么办?
Well, if I believe in Jesus, the first thing is then I would, then the requirement is that I no longer worship my ancestors, and that's going to cause dissension and strife among the family, and my brothers and sisters will hate me.
我一信耶稣,我那些朋友就从此以后不再跟我一起去, 吃喝玩乐, 那怎么办?
If I become a Christian, then my friends won't ever want to invite me to go out and have fun and have a good time anymore. What should I do?
第二个,要有一颗寻找的心。
Secondly, we need to have a seeking heart.
那些牧人听到天使的报讯,就去寻找。
The shepherds heard of the good news, and they went and they sought after Jesus.
所以每一个圣诞节,你听到圣诞节的福音,就是上帝要让你去寻找他。
So every Christmas, when you hear the gospel, that is when God wants you to go seek him.
还有一个单纯的信心,你看这些牧羊人听了以后,他就去找。
These shepherds, they had a very simple faith. When they heard of the news, they went and they sought after Jesus.
因为这是他们祖先等候了千年的好消息,耶稣基督要来,那既然今天天使告诉我了,
Their ancestor has been waiting for this, and their people have been waiting for this for thousands of years, and now today, Jesus has come to this world for me.
如果我是牧羊人,我会想说, too good to believe. 你看,我是这么的微小的人, 这个好消息应该先去跟国王讲, 去跟彼得福讲, 对, 轮不到我了。
If I was a shepherd, I would think that this is too good to be true, because if this was truly such a great news, why would it come to me, a lowly shepherd, first? Wouldn't it go to the royalties first?
到大街上去讲,为什么偏荒山野外来跟我讲啦?
Why was the news not announced in the city center where people are? Why was it announced here in the wilderness to me?
他们有个单纯的信心。
But they have a very simple faith.
所以今天我们每一年过圣诞节,看到好多的圣诞节的装饰。
Today, as we are in the Christmas season, we see a lot of decorations.
你看到你看的吗?
Do you see what
you see? 或者你看到我们信徒看到了吗?
Can you see what Christians see?
你听到好多圣诞节的诗歌。
You hear a lot of Christmas carols.
有时候你看到那些装饰, 他还会把真的驴子,马槽,布置在路旁, 把真的驴牵来,放在那边,他的驴还会真的会大便的。
Sometimes you see the Christmas displays, and sometimes they would actually have the manger, and they have the whole setup, including the animals, and sometimes they put live animals there.
有一次那个水晶大教堂在庆祝圣诞节的时候,他们还真的把驴牵上来,在教堂里面演那个圣诞剧的时候,还驴子骑出来。
And at the Crystal Cathedral, and they have this Christmas play, and they always show the life story, and also they have the live animal. They bring out the donkey.
我们是不是由这个耶稣他人来,神来做人,这个小耶稣身上看到上帝的救恩啊?
Do we see the salvation from God in this baby Jesus?
我们是从天使跟牧羊人显现看到神的怜悯啊?
Do we see the mercy of God through the angels announcing to these shepherds?
上帝没有忘记一个最卑微的人。
God does not forget even the lowliest of people.
有马槽看见神的爱呢?
Do you see love from the manger?
如果你是很爱干净的人哦, 你会去选一个说我要我的儿子降生在马槽吗?
If you are a person who cares about cleanliness, would you want to send your son and allow the son to be born in the manger?
圣洁的神愿意来在最肮脏的马槽里面。今天的马，那时候的马槽不会跟今天我们所看到那个摆设那么好看的。God
sent his son Jesus into this world and to be placed in the manger. And the manger back then would not even be the same clean manger that we see today.
意思说神愿意到最卑微的人最不愿意最不看重的地方去。
God is holy, yet he put his son in a manger, which indicates that God is willing to go to the lowliest of all places in this world in order to reach men.
有基督降生在伯利恒看见上帝预言的可信，神讲的话的可信吗？
Do you see the dependability of God's word and of his prophecy when you see that Jesus was truly born in Bethlehem?
有天使看到上帝要做一件最荣耀的事情吗？
Do you see through the angels that God will accomplish the most glorious things?
如果你都看到了,
if you see all these,
你今天就可以接受耶稣做你的救主,
then you can accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
如果你还没有看到,
if you do not see this, then I encourage you to do so.
事实上神要给我们最大的礼物就是耶稣基督。
The greatest gift that God wants to give us is Jesus Christ himself.
当我们有了耶稣基督以后，我们也成为神要给别人的最大的礼物。
And after we receive the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to become the greatest gift to those around us.
你今天有没有真正得着了耶稣基督, 神要给我们最宝贵的爱的礼物呢?
Have you become the gift of love in Christ Jesus?
这里有一个道路。
There is a path.
约翰福音三章告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。John
chapter 3 says that God loves the world, and so whoever believes in him will not perish, but also will have eternal life.
罪是个重担，让我们得不着永生，反而是会走到灭亡里面去。Sin
is the heaviest burden that we carry. And it is what prevents us from receiving the everlasting life. And it is what prevents us from going to God. Sin also prevents us from restoring our relationship with God. Every person who received Jesus Christ becomes a person who has the favor of God.
他经过十字架就到神的国度里面去成为永远平安的人。
Through the cross, that person would be able to enter into the kingdom of God and would be one who has God's favor and would always and forever live in the kingdom of God.
现在我要邀请在座还不是信徒的人来接受耶稣。
So I'd like to take this time and invite those who are not Christians yet to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Yeah, 请我们, 闭上眼睛, 我们一起祷告。
Let us bow our heads and let us pray.
如果你想接受耶稣, 请你可以把手放在你的胸口, 心。
If you want to accept Jesus Christ, I ask that you place your right hand on your heart.
我祷告的时候, 请你在心里跟我一起祷告。
And as I pray, would you pray along with me in your heart?
事后你可以来找我, 或是找一些我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Afterwards, you can come and approach me or find any brothers and sisters in our church.
我们可以进一步的帮助你认识基督。
And we can further help you understand the truth in the scripture and about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
神啊,
Dear God,
我今天听到的圣经上的信息,
I heard the message given from the Bible today.
你是给牧羊人的,
it was given to the shepherds,
也是给我的,
but it's also given to me.
你说在至高之处, 荣耀归于神,
you say that in the glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安要归给你所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace to all who has the favor of God.
我要向你承认。
I will confess.
我需要你给我的平安。
I need the peace from you.
我承认我是个罪人。
I admit that I am a sinner.
求耶稣基督的宝血来洁净我。
May the blood of Jesus Christ come to cleanse me.
求神你来赦免我。
I ask that you forgive me.
我愿意接受耶稣做我的救主。
I am willing to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
还有我一生的主。
And also to be the Master and the Lord of my life.
让我成为你所喜悦的人。
So that I may become one who has your favor.
垂听我诚心的祷告。
Hear my sincere prayer.
是奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.